We are following reports this morning of a large car bombing in the Afghan capital. A driver in a car packed with explosives drove into a U.S. military convoy in downtown Kabul, killing himself and at least 16 other people. Among the dead were two U.S. soldiers. Joining me now from Kabul is Ronald Newman. He is the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This attack took place right there in front of the U.S. embassy. Can you describe the scene for us there?
Well, it was between 100 and 200 yards away. It was not quite in front of us, but it was certainly loud enough to hear. Since we were the closest ones, a lot of our security people helped both in the evacuation of the dead and wounded, treated one of the injured here in the embassy, and helped with the containment of the site and the searching of it, as did obviously the Army, police, and ISAF troops.
Any sense, though, that the U.S. embassy was a target, or was it just a coincidence that it hit right there?
No, it was a deliberate attack on the convoy, a suicide bomber, so I would anticipate that they were looking for the convoy. I actually talked to one of the survivors that we treated at the infirmary, and it sounded like they were following them.
So the convoy, not the U.S. embassy, was the target?
Yeah, but I mean, it's one symbol of America or another. It's easier for them to get the convoy out on the road than it is to get through the barricades and walls when we're inside the walls. Of course, we go out on the roads, too.
Does this suggest that things are getting more violent there in Kabul?
I think we have a war going on. I wouldn't make too much of one attack or another in Kabul. It doesn't take a lot for one person to drive a car with explosives. There are some more incidents. I think there certainly is an attempt to give the appearance of greater violence, and so we have had a few more incidents, but they're the kind of incidents that take very, very few people to bring off. It's very different from Baghdad, where I served previously.
In southern Afghanistan, we've been hearing for months about a resurgent Taliban, and just now the commander of British forces in Afghanistan said of that fighting that the intensity and ferocity of the fighting is far greater than in Iraq on a daily basis.
In southern Afghanistan, the fighting has been quite hard lately. I've been very impressed, however, by how NATO has got its feet under it, taken hold, and I believe they have a very sound approach to it. General Richards is working closely with all of us in the international community, and I support his approach.
We are coming up on the fifth-year anniversary of September 11th. Would you have 5 years ago anticipated this level of ferocity, this level of fighting in Afghanistan?
I don't think anybody anticipated this 5 years ago, no. I mean, nobody posted a sign that said you've got to have your army, your state, your police all finished in 5 years because the war's going to start again. That said, they were able to regroup, and they have come back. I do not detect a huge groundswell of support for the Taliban. They are stronger than they were, obviously. Nor do you have any clear ethnic splits the way you do in Iraq. I think we've got quite a bit to work with here, but I also think that it's going to be a tough fight. We're going to need more money. We're going to have to stay at it for a while. And, you know, it's just important to remember that we're either going to abandon it to go back to chaos, or we're going to go forward and win. But you don't have any nice third choices. And we did come here for a reason.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
Ronald Newman is United States Ambassador to Afghanistan, speaking to us from Kabul.